I don't know about you people, but I never turn my TV set off until after I've watched the late news and weather report, and I never cease to marvel at the poise and assurance of the weatherman. After all, there's absolutely no pressure on him. The actual weather forecast is compiled by a competent meteorologist and passed to him to relate to the viewers. So even if the forecast is wrong, he can never be blamed, you see. So naturally, he's quite at ease before the cameras. However, I wonder just how calm and poised he would be if the weather report didn't show up in time. Let's look at this man under these circumstances.
You still haven't gotten through to the Weather Bureau? Well, Herb, I've got to get through. What am I going to do? I can't stand out here and stall for 5 minutes. I mean, this is a weather forecast. I'm not an entertainer. Please, I've only got 5 seconds. Can you please get through? Can you? Good evening. hello, everyone, and welcome to your 11:10 weather forecast, as it's brought to you every evening at 11:10 at this same time. The present temperature is degrees, and the wind is coming from the wind is coming from the window, isn't it? Hey, close that window back there. See, it's heated here in the studio, so we have no way of telling actually what the weather is outside. Well, we have ways. You don't have anything else. Well, let's just take a little look here at the map. Well, there she is, good old USA. This, of course, is Maine, and this is Florida, and way over here to the west, of course, is California. Let's just pencil that in. California there. And, of course, you do get varying degrees and temperatures in those different areas. I was born right in here. That's West Virginia there, and I'll bet it's really cold down there now, Herb. Really cold in West Virginia about now, huh? He doesn't know. Anyway, I think we are expecting a front end backed up by another front and front of a back there. Actually, this is the front here, and the back is in the back. That reminds me of a little story about this fella who said to his friend, "I understand you're doing very well by your gambling casino." And his friend said, "No, the gambling casino is just the front. In the back is a candy store." Of course, I mean, I'm not a comedian or anything. I do like to get my licks in. Least you could do is laugh it up, Herb. Anyway, speaking of weather, as we are here tonight, the other day my little boy was asked by his teacher to spell weather, and he spelled it W-A-N-T-H-E-R, and that's just about the worst spell of weather we've had in a long time. Oh, boy. Can you get me an old report, Herb? Give me an old one. Another day. Any day. Doesn't matter. Quick. Another. Can I have it? Okay. Thanks, sir. Oh, here's the bulletin, folks. Just came in. Heavy snowfalls are predicted in the Valley Forge area. Troop movements have been halted by General Washington. That's not funny. That's not funny. Are you leaving? Are you leaving, Herb? Don't leave. Would you check and see if it's raining? Oh, well, never mind. Well, Fred is still here. Good old Fred. You'll stay with me, won't you, Fred? Anyway, folks, we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. What? No. Well, we seem to no longer have a sponsor.